I'm going to thank you, Father, for the help. There's like last Sunday, kind of got ringed. Can we do something about that? Last Sunday, I was away, and I had about three. I told him I had about three messages. I said I may get all three of them in, and then I might be able to get two, and I might just do one. So there's several things kind of running around on the inside of us. Amen. And we're just going to see which way the Spirit of God wants us to go. We are on this subject, and we're talking about the fundamental of faith. Amen. Amen. Everybody, every believer, are you listening to me? Every believer. I want to reiterate some things, and that, like I said, we'll see where the Spirit of God wants to go here. Every believer, if I want to say several things here. If you don't do anything, if you will do something, get to know your God. Nothing more important, nothing more profound, nothing more precious, nothing more valuable than to get to know God through His Word. The Bible says faith worketh by love, Galatians 6:5. Faith worketh by love, Galatians 6:5. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13 says, the greatest, now by the faith, hope, love. The greatest of these three is what? Love. Why? Because I want you to understand this, what we're about to say today. Why is that? Because, you see, these guys just got through playing, and you could hear the sound real good. But if we go over there where they got it plugged in, pull the plugs, cut all the juice off, they'll be doing all the banging they were doing. The only thing you might hear is the drums a little bit. But you wouldn't hear much. But here's what the Lord said to me. He said, everything in there to make the sound is there. But if ain't no juice, it won't amplify. Ain't no love in your life, it won't amplify your faith, your grace, your goodness, your kindness. But you got everything there. So, how did I do this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you were born into the family of God to live, prosper, and be just like your Father God. Many struggles that we go through is totally unnecessary. I don't want to be guilty as a pastor holding one of the offices of fivefold ministry gift. I don't want to be guilty of just occupying space or a position, holding a position, and not functioning in that calling to bring to the body of Christ what he has purpose for me to do. I'm not interested in none of these things. I want you to listen. These things that will bring attention to myself. You know, so many these gifts were set in the body, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. And if you do a study, you'll find out that bishop come under office of the pastoral office. You find it out. And we get so caught up in titles till we can't do our job or not doing our job for being title hungry and somebody recognizing us. I want you to put your recognition allegiance to Jesus. Amen. Because I didn't die for you. I was raised to life just like you through the blood of Jesus. Just the instrument of gift that he set in the body. So I'm under command as well as being instructed by him to teach his word, to point you to him so you can learn how to walk with him every day. I'll only be here before you just a few minutes. You got the rest of the day to yourself. If you're going to your house, I'm going to mine. And I don't see what's going on in your house, and you don't see what's going on in mine. And you can call me on the phone, but there's only so much I can do. But if you know him, you can do everything without me being there. Are you hearing me? So if I can teach you how to live by the word instead of living by emotions or somebody else's influence or somebody else's opinion, which only lasts for the time that was given, and it's gone in the wind. Hello? So if I could teach you and get you grounded and settled and established in the word of faith, the truth of God's word, so when the storm of life come, when the tests and trials come, you won't have to dial my number. You won't have to say, I wish I could get somebody. But you already know you got somebody. Are y'all listening this morning? We fear what we shouldn't fear. And we fail to trust what we should be trusting. Okay. And because those things is in reverse, it robs of what we should be enjoying. And we suffer with what we shouldn't have. Are you listening? So when we teach, I realize everybody not on the same level. But I honestly pray and believe that I am anointed to teach this word. And I believe that you are anointed to hear it. That you're not caught up with the spizzarinctum, if you know what that is. Or some kind of emotion that I can add with it. But if I can teach you the word of God in its purity, in its simplicity, and the truth that it is, that you grasp it in your spirit, and that you know it for yourself. That this is not something you think you know, but it's something you know you know. And that it will work for you in every situation, every case, every trial, every test.